Blog Talk Radio.
And a warm welcome to all of you from around the world. I'm Tracy Rhodes from Cellular Healing, serving all creation through spiritual amplification and delving into ancient mystery school teachings for the modern mystic. I am your host. Thank you for joining me. Shall we begin?
Well, a top of the morning to you, well, in Australia anyway, and wherever you are in the world, many, many blessings. It is just the most magical day here, and as I look outside, I can see the ocean, I can see a beautiful park, and the most brilliant white light, because it's so overcast, but the light is shining brightly, and that's something we need to remember, that even in the darkest of times, even when we are being tested, the light within and above is shining brightly. And this magical white light that is pouring on the east coast of Australia at the moment is uplifting, opening our hearts, opening our minds. And no matter where you are in the world, you too are receiving this blessing because we are all one. There is no separation. So let us look today. We'll begin by playing the crystal singing bowl and sending forth the light as we always do. And as you know, as you give, so you receive. So when we send forth the light to the earth, to the elements, to humanity, to the animal kingdom, we are balancing those elements within us. And we know that the earth is our physical life. The air is our thoughts, the water, our emotions, and our emotional body. The fire, our ability to love and to serve. And once we've sent forth the light, we'll go into having a look at the Aquarius Leo full moon, which has just taken place less than 2 hours ago. So we're still very, very much in the energy of it. And we'll touch on a few questions and a few ideas and really feel the essence of what is taking place. Because astrological blessings are constantly taking place. Every day there's some aspect of some sort that is taking place in the sky. And when we actually connect energetically, even if we have absolutely no clue about the astrological aspects, the words, anything, but when we connect with the essence of the blessing, we are downloaded and uplifted on every level of our being with this blessing. And it's taking place whether we are aware of it or not. It's just by being aware of it. And this is part of the reason that I share each week when there's something specific taking place. So that when we're aware of it, we're aware that not only can we feel the higher and lower aspects of this, but so can everybody else. So if there's other people around you who may be a little tipsy or antsy or happy, you understand a little bit more. It's not you. It's them, how they are receiving what is taking place. It helps to let go of blame and victimhood because you understand more clearly that there is so much more taking place every day in our life than what meets the eye. And we realize that we can never judge another, for we have no idea of what is taking place energetically within them. So let us begin by playing the crystal singing bowl. Open your heart, open your mind, and allow the sound of the bowl to just wipe away all that no longer serves. Breathe in the light and breathe out all the cares, all the stress of the day. Breathe in the light and love. And let go of all that no longer serves. rise in consciousness, rising as on wings of light into the heavenly state, into the heart of the sun star, the temple of love and service. And as you enter this temple, you find a seat that is specifically prepared for you. And as you sit upon this seat, you're illumined with light, and your heart and mind is prepared for service. For as you give, so you receive. And let us see this great light pouring into the earth, into the soil of the earth. Into the waters of the earth. You see this great light pouring into the crystalline structures, plants, the animal kingdom. You see and feel this light pouring into the oceans, rivers, streams, and ice sheets of the earth. And we hold the drinking waters of the earth in the light of the Christ star, the star of balance, love, and healing. You see the light pouring through the air, through the atmosphere of our earth. And we connect with the fire within the earth, the fire of love and service. And again, we hold the nature kingdom, animal kingdom, mineral kingdom, and all humanity in the golden light of the Christ star. And we see a world of brotherhood, sisterhood on the earth. Hold all indigenous tribes of the earth in the light. The Western world. The Eastern world. And today we hold anyone who is known to us personally, who is in need of help or healing. Silently we name them now and see them perfect in the light of the star. Amen. Let us look now at the blessing of the Aquarius Leo full moon that took place at 10:10 a.m. today, Australian Eastern Standard Time. So that's well, 2 hours and 1 minute ago. So as I said earlier, we're still very, very much in the energy of this full moon. You can feel the blessing of this moon and also the testings of the moon, usually about 3 days prior to the moon, the full moon taking place, and again 3 days after. So there's always a melding of a blending of one energy into the other. It's like we've gone from the Piscean age into the Aquarian age, and there has been a blending of the Piscean and the Aquarian energy taking place, which has been part of the reason why there has been so much upheaval within people's lives and beings, because they were releasing their cold Aquarian energy and making way for the pure radiant blessing of the Aquarian age and the age of the mind, the age of brotherhood, the age of intuition, the age of love. So let us look. We're in the sun sign of Aquarius. And Aquarius is ruled by Uranus. Uranus is the light bringer. It brings light to human hearts and minds. It brings lightning flash of inspiration. So at this time, especially this month, that when you receive an information, when you receive a vision for your business, for your life, for your relationships, write it down. Because this energy is so lightning flash and so enlightening that sometimes it's just hard to grab it. So if something comes to you, and especially if it comes repetitively, write it down so that you can come back to it later if it's not ready to be integrated as of yet. Write it down. Aquarius is all about brotherhood, sisterhood, humanitarian. Aquarius is in action. Brotherhood in action. And we are asked to show this coming month our brotherhood in action. Where is it that we most wish to help within our surroundings, within the world, on the world stage? Where is it that we want to focus on sharing our love and our wisdom? Brotherhood in action. Now, Leo, which is what the sign the moon is in. The moon changes approximately every two and a half days. And it goes from one sign to the other, just like it does throughout the year when we go from the different signs, the sun signs. That takes a month to go around. The moon actually changes every few days. And today, Leo is the ruler of the full moon. Now, Leo is ruled by the sun. And the sun is a masculine aspect of love. We look at Venus. Venus is the feminine aspect of love. The sun is the more masculine aspect of love. It's that stronger, outward-going, radiant love. So we have the chance, the opportunity to balance within us love for all life. Love for all life within us. Every aspect, every part of our being is saying, love me. Send love to yourself, to the nucleus of your cells, to the cell membrane, because it's the cell membrane where all the information is kept. Once upon a time, it was thought the DNA held all our little idiosyncrasies, our memory, but they've since learnt that it's the cell membrane that holds the memory. So bring the light, bring the love into your cell membranes, into every particle of your being. So let's look at the full moon. Each month, the full moon is the aspects of the lunar energy cycle. So it's a time of culminations, realizations, and completions. may also receive a reward or recognition at this time, the full moon. Something's illumined. You may gain a new understanding, a vision, an aha moment. It's when something is brought to light, whether it's within you, whether it's in your business, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's in the wider community, whether it's in the whole universe. There is an illumination of something where a new level of understanding can be unfolded. So as the light of the sun pours onto the face of the moon, because that's what happens, the moon itself draws the light of the sun. And isn't that what we do within us? We draw the light of the sun into our own heart. And as the moon draws the light of the sun, it illumines aspects in our lives that need to be addressed. It gives us an opportunity of offering clarity around whatever it is that we're facing or challenged by. And often the answer to move forward or to move up the spiral of life, to let go of something that has been standing in our way, an emotion, a thought, it illumines something within our own being. It may be of a small, tiny little aspect, it may be a soul lesson that comes to the fore. But something is illumined. Allow yourself to open to the vision of this. Allow yourself to open to what it is that is within you that is asking to be illumined, that is asking for the light to be shone upon it. So at the time of the full moon, a few days prior and after, we may find ourselves at a crossroad where a decision must be made. And if you're at this stage, just allow your heart to open. Allow your mind to open. Shake. If you need to physically shake, shake your hands, shake your body, shake your legs. Shake out whatever needs to be transmuted, whatever needs to leave your physical existence, so that a new way can take place. Shake the density from your being and bring in the light of love into every cell and aspect of your being. So while these crossroads and decisions may seem minor consequence, choices now, choices made at the full moon, may actually be a significant turning point over time. So it's always wise to write down in your calendar whatever it is that's coming to the fore, whatever it is that's bringing your attention to. So let's look at the overview of this actual full moon. The moon is conjunct Jupiter, which is less than 10 degrees apart. And this can magnify whatever our focus is on now. It can help to build our confidence, increase our creativity, and expand our sense of entitlement. Now, we mentioned about the Piscean energy last week, and there's a strong Piscean energy present at this full moon, which can make things feel quite ethereal, quite as if the worlds are blended, as if there is no separation, as if the veil of illusion is lifted. But then the veil of illusion can also be there being in Pisces. It just depends on how clear we are on the day. There may be things emerging from behind the scenes now. So these may play a key role further down the track. So look at what appears on the peripheral, on your peripheral vision, what's taking place, what catches your eye these last 3 days and the upcoming 3 days. What is it? Is there someone? Is there something? Is there a situation? Is there a person? Is there a teaching that is taking your attention? That just keep your eye on it. It's there for a reason. There for a reason. So there are some key aspects, key elements and themes at this moment. there's greatest focus on how we as individuals relate and fit to the whole. How we live in unity and balance within the universe influences humanity as a whole. It's a social full moon, this one. And I don't know about you, but this morning I got up early and went to the beach and went for my walk and my swim and caught up with some friends and had a coffee. And then I began my day. Quite often I would sit and just begin my work, but today was no. It's get out, stay, chat with people. And it was interesting. It was very interesting what was shown to me through the people that I was speaking with and how I was gifted the opportunity to help people that I spoke with to have a new way of looking at what was taking place in their life. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. There's a lively and dynamic energy present now, and you may have the opportunity to move in a new direction. It may be something new, or it may be something that you've been interested in for a while that is just starting to open up for you. Our creativity and ingenuity is especially strong now, and take time to allow yourself to create something that makes your heart sing, whether it's something for your business, whether it's a service or a product, whether it's sitting down and drawing, whether you can draw or whether you can't draw, whether it's writing a song, whether it's writing a poem, whether it's sitting outside and building a garden, whatever it is, allow yourself to create something. Create something in form. And remember to include others in your projects at the moment, because collaborative efforts are likely to be the most productive now. So here are some things to consider that resonate with the energies of this time. And these questions have been from Elizabeth Jones, by the way. Am I true to myself when I'm in a group setting? Or do I change in order to fit in? Now, only you can answer this question truthfully. Are you true to yourself and speak your truth gently, lovingly, and wisely when you're in a group setting? Or do you silence yourself so as not to rock the boat, so as not to stand out? Do I find ways to offer my gifts to the greatest good? And how? How can I serve humanity and get my message out there even more to support the growth of humanity? How can we get our message for the upliftment of all life? So before we go into meditation and really connect energetically with what is taking place, I'm just going to play a brief piece of music to help open us to the blessing. Thank you. So, getting yourself comfortable. See yourself standing under the blazing light of the six-pointed Christ Sun Star. Breathe in the golden white essence of the Christ light. Breathe it in through the crown of your head, into your skull, through the neurological pathways within your brain. Breathing the light down in to your pituitary, pineal, hypothalamus. Breathing the light down through your spine, through your neck, into your throat, down your spine, into your heart, across your shoulders, down your arms, hands, wrists. Breathing the light down your spine into your solar plexus, to your stomach, through your organs, bones, muscles, blood. Breathing the light down your spine into your sacral, into your reproductive organs, into your hips, into your base, down your legs, knees, shins, calves, ankles, feet, and into the earth, connecting with the plane at the center of the earth. Now bringing your attention into your heart. You see your heart opening like a flower opens to the sunlight, and at the center is your still, clear, pure flame of illumination. And you begin to walk up a mountain path. You feel the strength of the earth beneath your feet, sun upon your shoulders. Feel the wind blowing through your hair. You smell the scent of the flowers and the pine trees in the distance, and you hear the babbling brook at the top of the mountain. And with each step, you become lighter, brighter, freer. And at last you're standing on the highest mountain peak. And as you stand, you see 360 degree views all around of open, wide open spaces with valleys and mountains in the distance. And pure blue sky above. And the sunlight that is pouring down upon you. And you connect with the golden ray, the rosy golden ray of the sun, the wise, gentle love of the sun. Breathe it in. You don't need to do anything with your mind. Just breathe it in, relaxing your physical body, relaxing your being, just allowing the light to move through you, taking your thoughts from your brow to your heart, and just breathing in the gentle, rosy sunlight from the sun. And you begin to rise up that rosy sunlight into the heart of the rosy sunlight temple, into the heart of the sun, into the pure, gentle aspect of love. Breathing and allowing this light to fall through, becoming one with the gentleness, the love, the gentle masculine love of the sun. As you breathe out, you let go of the need to control, and you allow the gentle love to replace the need to control. A door that is leading you into the temple of astrology. You enter into this temple and you take a seat that is specifically prepared for you. And the great angels of Uranus enter from the domed roof of this temple. And as you sit and breathe, you allow yourself to receive the blessing of the light bringer, the blessing of Uranus. And you open your heart, your throat, and your mind, and breathe in this blessing. Allowing yourself to receive whatever information is necessary for you at this stage of your evolution. Whatever wisdom you need will be downgraded and accessible at your heart level. Whatever you are to do next, don't do this with your mind, you just allow it to come into your heart with your breath. Breathe and be. Breathe and be. Now the angels of the sun enter this great temple. And the two melded energies of the coming of the light, the sunlight and the light bringer of Uranus, is melded and blended within your being. The gentle, illuminated love and wisdom. the masculine outgoing sunlight. These two energies gently blended within your being. Just breathe and receive. Blending of energies is helping to wipe away any part of you that is not allowing a new way of being to just dissolve. Keep the lessons and learning that you've received regarding the situation. Just letting go of all that no longer serves. Breathe. You need not do this with your mind. Allow yourself to feel it from your heart, breathing into your heart. May silently ask or out loud, how shall I serve? How shall I serve? Breathing and receiving, feeling with your heart, knowing the answer will come over the coming days. It is now time to give your thanks and leave this temple. You're guided through two pillars. One side of the pillar is vibrating love. The other side is vibrating peace. As you work through these pillars, the vibration of these two beautiful energies blend and mold through you. And you enter out into a courtyard, where there is a pool of water. And if you choose, you climb into this pool of water and it's filled with every mineral, every vitamin, every oil, every essence that your soul needs for the upliftment of who you are. You gently float upon the waters. And you feel yourself just swaying from side to side, gently, as the waters cleanse and purify all aspects of your being that are ready to be dissolved and illumined with light. Can you now stand and leave the pool? When you're wiped dry with a clean, pure white towel, you are taken to a seat that is specifically prepared for you. And as you sit on the seat, you breathe in and integrate at this level of your being all that you have received. You do this through breath. You begin to slide down the ray of light until you find yourself standing on the highest mountain peak. And again, you integrate and assimilate all that you have received at this level of your being through breath. Down the mountain path, becoming very aware of the seat beneath you, of your surroundings. And again, you breathe in and integrate all that you have received at this level of your being. Breathing it in through every particle of your being, in through the crown of your head, throat, arms, hands, down your torso, buttocks, base, down your legs, and into the earth. Feeling the arch beneath your feet, feeling into your knees, feeling into your base, feeling into your solar plexus, feeling into your heart, your throat, inside your right ear, inside your left ear, inside your left nostril, inside your right nostril, behind your right eye, behind your left eye, feeling into your brow, your right eyelid, left eyelid, fully conscious of your body, fully conscious of being of the earth and on the earth. And now let us seal our centers with the ancient symbol of the equal side across within a circle of light, and we place it upon our crown, brow, throat, heart, solar plexus, spleen, sacral, and the base of your spine. We encircle ourselves in light 7 times, coming up the left foot, round the head, over the right side on the out breath, and up the left side on the in breath. So up the left side, over the top of the head, down the right side. And we do this together 7 times. 1, 2. Three, 4, 5, 6, and 7. We see a spiral of light coming from deep within the earth through the left foot, circling the body 7 times clockwise up to the crown of the head and straight down the spine, grounding us back into the earth. And so shall we take another caller, last 4 digits, 4660. You are live and on the air. Welcome. Welcome, may I get your first name? Last 4 digits, 4660. Okay, we seem to have lost connection there. Let's take caller 8853. You are live and on the air. Welcome. Last four digits, 8853. You are live and on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I had it muted. Marie.
Marie, welcome. And what's happening with you, Marie?
Oh, well, typical Mercury retrograde.
Yes.
Yes. And my best friend, this is the first time I found your show or ever called, so I'm really a newbie at it.
Welcome. So what is actually happening with you? What is it that you would like to address today?
Well, I have to change my career because of my health, and I just wondered if you had any idea what direction it would go into, or I'll be applying for Social Security soon, but if you had any idea which way my profession would go from here forward.
Okay. Well, how I actually work is, what I do is I ask some questions, and you, by simply saying yes, allows the energy of what needs to take place to take place. And what it does is it helps to open you up to new possibilities. So instead of me saying you're going to do this, this, and this, which you have all the power in the world to change, what we do is we just help to wipe away and work on what it is that's actually going on energetically within you. Are you happy to work this way with me today?
Okay.
Okay. So what I'd like you to do is just take your thoughts from your brow and just imagine them being on an elevator and sliding down into your heart. Then see your heart opening like a flower opens to the sunlight. And in your heart there, in that flame that's at the center of your heart, bring your thoughts back down into your heart and just breathing into your heart. That is the source of all your strength, all your wisdom, and all your power to heal yourself. So bringing your thoughts down and just sitting gently in your heart flame, breathing in, strengthening your flame. I'm going to ask you some questions. Will you allow yourself to let go of the fear of not being enough and receiving what you need to receive? Saying yes out loud sets it in motion.
Yes.
Breathe. Breathing and being. Just breathing deeply. You allow yourself to open to new and infinite possibilities for your life. Saying yes out loud sets it in motion. You allow yourself to receive all the goodness and beauty that life has to give you. Saying yes out loud. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Breathe. Breathe. You allow yourself to let go of the story of the illness that is stopping you from working.
I'm sorry, you were just a bit muffled. All I got was illness working.
Will you allow yourself to let go of the story of the illness of you not being able to work?
Oh, yes.
Breathe. Beautiful. Opening your heart more, coming into your heart and letting go of the words that have been spoken upon you about this illness. Integrating and assimilating the blessing and the gift of this illness. Will you allow this now?
Yes.
And open to the infinite expansion of love, wisdom and power for your life. Will you accept this now?
Yes.
Breathing and being, receiving all that is good for your life, releasing all that no longer serves, all that is old and outworn, allowing the density of all that no longer serves to dissolve, breathing and being. Now, as if there is a doorway before you, you allow yourself to open the door and walk through, closing the door behind you. And in this room, you're illumined with light and shown on some level of your being your new direction, which really is the culmination of your life, of all that you've experienced, allowing you to be who you are in this world and who you came here to be. Just breathing and seeing, breathing and feeling, breathing and receiving, allowing your new way of being. And bringing your attention now back into your heart. How are you feeling?
Okay.
Is there anything taking place within your body?
Not that I can feel.
Not that you can? Beautiful. Just opening your heart again, allowing your life to unfold gently and beautifully, knowing that you are safe and you are always supported. Will you allow this now?
Yes.
Beautiful. Breathe. So much love, dear one.
Thank you.
Drink lots and lots of water this evening. If you can have a bath, that would be wonderful. And an early night. I don't know, what time is it where you are?
11 p.m.
11 p.m. Then again, drink, have at least a glass of water before you pop off to bed, and ask as you go to sleep that you're guided to let go of all that no longer serves, and you are taken into the temple of healing. And in this temple, you are guided as to the next steps of your journey. And that upon waking, you are shown very clearly what it is that you need to do. And may you receive everything you've ever desired and dreamed of. And may your life be gentle, peaceful and loving. And thank you so much for calling today.
Thank you.
Sleep well. So we're coming up to the hour now, And I thank everyone who has called in live, everyone who is listening to the recording. And again, next week, we'll return at the same time. And until then, may you be strengthened with the light of love within every cell of your being. May you remember who you are and why you are here on earth. And may your vision be lifted so that you see very clearly your reason for being and how you may serve humanity and all creation. And may the blessing of peace, love and joy fill your heart, mind and soul. Amplify your spirit, activate yourselves, and shine as you're meant to shine. Tracy Rhodes from Cellular Healing. Pop onto the link down below, download the free gifts, call me for a private session anywhere in the world. Much love, great strength, and until next week, keep shining.